Proclamation number 0352 of 29th of March, 1938. Population problems. My dear child, do not be afraid, just believe. It is the Lord's most holy will to give to his own, to test their strength in the spirit. The deep attachment to the Lord assures you of the pure truth. It is a sign of the indissoluble power of the Lord. As you believe, so you will be considered. But the world is as you have been shown. For a short time yet, and you will recognize the truth of his words. But if the lines are not understandable to you, record the following. A change of life reforms will demand that you all must change and disregard the commandment with reason. Mankind's striving will be to solve problems of population increase, and this will be regulated in such a way that the course of all events will be to you as horrible as you never thought possible. When two mate, love should be the condition, but if the act of procreation is performed without any inner or soul connection, this is contrary to God's order, and through this, man lays in the begotten beings the basic substance of all earthly vices and desires. Because the being of man is destined for a higher purpose, and when already from the beginning of the embodiment the soul is covered so deeply in darkness, then it will hardly be able to free itself from the fetters surrounding it to follow a path full of light, and for the short duration of its earthly existence, it is to struggle unspeakably if it wants to achieve the purpose of its embodiment. In times of such aberrations, great signs from above will have to appear to point out to mankind the sinfulness of their beginning. If people live side by side and do not completely fit into the order of God, the ground is always well prepared to receive bad seeds for the power of darkness. The Lord will take care of his own with infinite blessings, he will protect them from adversity. But your heart is to remain far removed from every doubt. Accept as it is commanded to you, and trust in the Lord who guides you rightly at all times, if you remain in his will. And hear the words of the Lord, you shall all serve me, that I may bless you. Amen.